Dictation 4. James, J-A-M-E-S, Ludwig, L-U-D-W-I-C-K, December 838. Address as a letter, Dr. Simeon, S-I-M-E-E-N, Khan, K-H-A-N. Dear Dr. Khan, follow up for Mr. Ludwig. Unfortunately, he has terminal rectal cancer, has followed Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, as well as second opinion, Karmanos, K-A-R-M-A-N-O-S, Oncology Center. There is no more treatment that they can do. He comes in a wheelchair, looks very frail, severe muscle wasting, skin and bones, poorly eating, denies vomiting dysphagia, denies abdominal pain, has chronic diarrhea and incontinence stools. He denies active bleeding. He denies rectal bleeding. He has prior history of bladder cancer with bladder resection, has an ileal loop, as well as an indwelling folate catheter, good urine output, no decrease in urination, no cloudiness or blood. He has a sacral decubitus that needs to be assessed by your service. He has refused to do any palliative or hospice care. He's taking Ensure 2 a day. No present chest pain or palpitations or increase of dyspnea. No oxygen review system done. Medication list review. Only takes recent coding for sputum production, otherwise vitamin D125, some vitamins. Next paragraph, present weight is 130, no gross respiratory distress, but he looks very emaciated, wasting, very distant lung sounds, no pleural effusion, no wheezing, no pericardial rap, distant heart tones, blood pressure low, 80 over 42, right-sided, although he is awake, decreased hearing but normal speech. I saw the ileal conduct stoma without any active bleeding, no abdominal distension, no gross edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, September creatinine 2.5. There is anemia, 9.8, with large red blood cells, 101, a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal sodium potassium acid base, poor nutrition, corrected calcium in the upper side, phosphorus not elevated, GFR 26, PTH high. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, history of bladder cancer resection, has an ileal loop, not oliguric. He has, unfortunately, rectal cancer that no further treatment is available, which is causing the poor nutrition, poor oral intake, the loose stools, the low blood pressure, and others. He's not ready for hospice. He still wants to do chemistries and see doctors. Next paragraph. We will continue follow up. We will try not to do any aggressive invasive procedures, only the acceptable supporting care, emotional support provided to patient and wife, end of dictation.